Streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Both sides are blaming each other after Israel launched what it called preemptive strikes in Lebanon against Hezbollah yesterday. Hezbollah then launched rockets at Israel. Israel's ambassador to the U.S., Michael Herzog.
We carried the real-time operation in order to degrade those capabilities that were about to be launched at Israel. We were successful.
CBS's Carissa Lawson.
Things appear to have calmed down for now, with both sides claiming victory after hitting what they claimed were military targets. Though Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said this was, quote, not the end of the story.
Gaza ceasefire and hostage release talks have ended with no deal. In Kyiv today, locals sang as they sheltered in a subway during Russian drone and missile strikes on the capital. Kharkiv also hit in what Ukraine's prime minister characterizes as a massive Russian attack on the country's energy infrastructure. At least three people were killed. Kamala Harris' campaign says it raised $82 million during the Democratic National Convention last week. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
New York Democratic Congressman Pat Ryan says the Harris campaign has been enjoying a surge of support.
When Kamala Harris talks about freedom, patriotism, reproductive freedom, economic freedom. That is what folks, regardless of party, they want to believe in something.
Ryan spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham predicted enthusiasm for Harris will soon die down.
If you're waiting on Kamala Harris to come up with new policies, you're going to die waiting.
Graham was interviewed on CNN's State of the Union.
Army National Guard helicopters evacuated tourists at the Grand Canyon after a 33-year-old woman was killed rafting down the Colorado River near Phoenix. Justin Byrne is with Central Arizona Mountain Rescue.
Knowing that that could happen and the devastation that occurs from the amount of floods, from the amount of flood waters that went through that canyon, and seeing the videos of it is just very challenging situation for everybody there.
Health officials in Worcester, Massachusetts, urging people to stay indoors after dark following the first documented human case of Eastern equine encephalitis this year. Bob Bishop of Plymouth says that's a little much.
Now they're closing parks from dusk to dawn and it's going to affect the kids' sports and everything. I really don't think it's that big of a deal and kind of an overreaction for one case.
It involves a man in his 80s. If you buy your apple juice at Walmart, this recall may affect you. The FDA says 8-ounce bottles of Great Value juice contain arsenic levels above industry standards. S&P futures are up 8. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's hot. A heat advisory is in effect today. It runs this afternoon through tonight, with heat index values expected to reach up to 104. An excessive heat watch has also been issued. People are being told to take precautions, with cooling centers open in some areas. A brief scare at Quarry Lake Park ended in relief last night when a wheelchair-bound woman reported missing in the water was found safe and sound. It resulted in a large rapid response from local first responders. There have been two fatalities reported at that park this summer. A shooting in Racine early yesterday left three people injured. Two people were found at the scene and a man later arrived at the hospital. Racine police were called to the scene on Douglas near Hubbard at just after midnight. Police reported that multiple vehicles were hit by gunfire with evidence of the shooting around, including broken glass and shell casings. All three victims are expected to survive. There's no word about a suspect. NASCAR racing fans may have seen the final event at the Milwaukee Mile this weekend. Scheduling conflicts threaten the future of the NASCAR races at the venue. State Fair Park officials say they're dealing with a packed calendar for next August, leaving no room for the NASCAR truck race. They say they're filled up with the fair and the newly scheduled IndyCar events. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, news at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers get ready for the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers return from their West Coast trip to host the San Francisco Giants tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The crew losing to the A's 4-3 on Sunday. Starting pitcher Frankie Montas giving up all four runs in the fourth inning, Pat Murphy.
The credit goes to the A's. You know, he was had the same stuff. He just threw balls in the middle of the plate and they hit it.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers installing the game plan for their first game Friday night when they host Western Michigan. The NFL deadline to reduce rosters from 90 to 53. 3 is 3 o'clock tomorrow. On defense, linebacker Aaron Mosby had a forced fumble and an interception against the Ravens Saturday and now waits for that phone call.
Decompress, try to go find you something to do. Keep your mind off of that day. You don't want to think about it too much, you know, just because you don't want to get yourself down and things like that. But on the other side, you want to think about it just because if you do make the team, it's go time. Then, you know, we got Brazil coming up next Thursday.
That's Packers linebacker Aaron Mosby. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy, warm, and humid today. We'll get to 87 with a heat index in the low to mid 90s this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 73, hot, humid tomorrow. Heat index could climb to 105 or better tomorrow. Actual high tomorrow, 93. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
You ever notice the further north you go, the more obsessed people are with summer? Like, in February, I was in Bangor, Maine, and everyone was talking about summer. Everyone I met, they're like, you gotta come back during summer. You gotta come back. Which is a strange way to greet someone. Hi, how are you? Come back later. And it was everyone. Or, you gotta come back during summer. You gotta, yeah, but I'm here now. Just make sure you come back. I didn't want to come the first time. But I love how northern cities sell summer. They're like, summer here is unbelievable. It's perfect. For 1/12 of the year, it's ideal. Otherwise, it's a tundra filled with alcoholism and depression. But for those 13 odd days, it's worth it.
WRJN local news, timeless hits. It's 6:09. I'm Don Rosen. Every time I hear that song, I think of the movie Yellow Submarine. Remember the Nowhere Man character? I felt so bad for him. It was like he wasn't one of the blue meanies, but he kind of looked like him, and he was the Nowhere Man. I remember when I saw the movie, I got teary-eyed. He was the Nowhere Man. Now I look back and say, what was I thinking? It's going to be another hot day today. You know, just about a week or so ago, I'm sitting in the backyard with a neighbor and his dog, and it was a nice cool breeze. I said, fall is in the air. Little did I know, it's going to be 90 tomorrow, 87 today. Who knew that was coming, huh? Hey, just when you think you got the weather pegged. It's 6:10. Again, we're looking for sunshine today with a high near 87. Partly cloudy tonight, low 74. Sunny with a high near 90 tomorrow. Right now it's 77 and partly cloudy. Right here at Radio Park with the guess who? These eyes.
These eyes cry every night.
Guess who? These eyes. WRJN local news, timeless hits on your Monday morning, August 26th, Labor Day, 1 week from today. Now, it's not really the end of summer. People say, well, that's the end of summer. No, summer's over like in mid-September, like 21st or 23rd of September. But for the most part, you're not supposed to be able to wear tan pants or white shoes after Labor Day. That's what they said. White shoes and tan pants are over. You can wear them Labor Day, but not after Labor Day. I don't know who came up with that. All right, a survey asked people what would make them happy instantly. All right, here are the top three things. Winning the lottery, going on a vacation, and finding a random $5 bill in your pocket. Now, to make you even happier, make it a $10 bill. And to make it the happiest, make it a $20 bill you find in your wallet. Huh?
I keep I'm
the Gentry's Keep On Dancing. You know, every time I hear that song, I can't remember what they're saying in there. So I looked it up. It says Dancing and a Prancing. And I just had to look it up again. I say, what was that again? How did I forget? I just looked it up last week. Dancing and a Prancing in that song. Hey, good morning. It's 6:17 at WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits, and Jennifer Lopez apparently has a habit of not returning her engagement rings when her, you know, relationships go south. That would suggest she's keeping that $5.6 million ring that Ben Affleck gave her. A ring which incidentally Ben engraved with the phrase, not going anywhere, before he gave it to her. That would give Jennifer a $17 million collection of engagement rings, the most expensive being the $6.5 million blue diamond she got from Mark Anthony. On a related note, a massive 2,492-carat rough diamond, possibly the second biggest ever, has been unearthed in Botswana. Possibly J-Lo's next engagement ring, right?
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Biana's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Hi, this is Don Rosen here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrow at chris.moreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
We know it.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the quiet village, the lion sleeps tonight.
Sleeps tonight. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Hey, catch the Brewers at American Family Field before summer slips away. Enter the WRJN Big Deals Pennant Race sweepstakes for your chance to win 4 club level tickets to see the Brewers take on the Arizona Diamondbacks Saturday, September 21st. Just visit WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and follow the simple pop-up instructions. No purchase necessary. Sweepstake ends Friday, September 13th. WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewers baseball, and your chance to win tickets. Again, just go to Big Deals, the Big Deals tab at WRJN.com. Big Deals tab at WRJN.com. Follow the instructions. You might be winning those 4 club-level seats.
Very superstitious.
talking to Jeffrey Schick, the general manager of the Racine Raiders football team, coming up in the next hour. Plus, Paul Harvey and the rest of the story at 7:25. Gotta be here in the 7 o'clock hour. It's 6:28 at WRJN with the Grassroots.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mine. She's no one's lover tonight. With me, she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself. Oh, temptation has improved my soul. Oh, temptation has. You've got to love me. Got to love me tonight. Just the same.
Timeless hits, WRJN. Well, police in California say homeowners there have been blurring the image of their home on Google Maps to discourage burglars from targeting their homes. Now, you can do that. You can request to blur something, your home, person's face, vehicle, license plate, anything, even you sunbathing naked in front of your house. But it can also backfire. Thieves on Google Maps might be intrigued, thinking, well, there might be valuables or vulnerabilities here if they're, you know, being blurred out. But all this begs the question, are thieves actually using Google Maps in the first place to scout out their prey? I don't think so. It's 6:31, news time.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's hot. A heat advisory is in effect today. It runs this afternoon through tonight, with heat index values expected to reach up to 104. An excessive heat watch has also been issued. People are being told to take precautions, with cooling centers open in some areas. A brief scare at Quarry Lake Park ended in relief last night when a wheelchair-bound woman reported missing in the water was found safe and sound. It resulted in a large rapid response from local first responders. There have been two fatalities reported at that park this summer. A shooting in Racine early yesterday left three people injured. Two people were found at the scene, and a man later arrived at the hospital. Racine police were called to the scene on Douglas near Hubbard at just after midnight. Police reported that multiple vehicles were hit by gunfire with evidence of the shooting around, including broken glass and shell casings. All three victims are expected to survive. There's no word about a suspect. NASCAR racing fans may have seen the final event at the Milwaukee Mile this weekend. Scheduling conflicts threaten the future of the NASCAR races at the venue. State Fair Park officials say they're dealing with a packed calendar for next August, leaving no room for the NASCAR truck race. They say they're filled up with the fair and the newly scheduled IndyCar events. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, news at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Pest control should be top of mind as growers prepare to make their final crop protection applications for the season. Thanks to a mild winter and variable weather conditions, many different insect species began appearing earlier and in higher frequency. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report. And Matt Geiger, an agronomy service representative with Syngenta, says some pests are showing up in greater numbers after being able to overwinter thanks to this mild weather.
Many of the insect pests were able to overwinter at a higher rate. For example, the mortality rate of bean leaf beetle was lower than average this year, and an average of 45%, which is the lowest since 2012. There are certain geographies that they're seeing more of that pest. Corn rootworm's been spotted earlier than normal this year, typically a pest that appears late in the season, and it becomes an issue for soybeans that are planted later. We had a lot of later planted beans this year because we were just so wet in April and May, but we were actually seeing that pest in May this year in certain geographies. Grasshoppers were an issue in some spots, but circling back, still seeing a fair bit of stink bugs, and I would say green clover worms for my geography specifically.
I'll have a look at your morning markets right after this.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
I'm Charity Stubecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your morning markets. Cash corn is trading at 363 and three quarters, down 4 cents. New crop corn is trading at 387 and a quarter, down 3 3/4. Cash beans are trading at 947 and three quarters. That's down 4 1/4 cents. And new crop beans are trading at 967 and three quarters, and that is down 5 1/2 cents. September wheat is trading at 499 and a half. That's down 2 1/4. And December wheat is trading at 524 and three quarters, and that is down 3 1/4 cents. On the dairy side of things, September class 3 milk contract is trading at 2173 a hundred weight. That's down 6 cents. And October milk is trading at 2225, down 5 cents. Barrel cheese closed Friday at 210. 40-pound block cheese closed at 203 and three quarters. And the AA butter closed at 313. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Stubecker.
Partly cloudy, warm, and humid today. We'll get to 87 with a heat index in the low to mid 90s this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 73, hot, humid tomorrow. Heat index could climb to 105 or better tomorrow. Actual high tomorrow, 93. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
Well, we have the basketball playoffs and the hockey playoffs happening. I always love whenever there's a best of seven series, because then I get to hear my favorite sports reporter question. Would you consider this a must-win game? You know, they always feel like they have to say yes. Yeah, we want to win it. It's very important, you know. Got our uniforms on it. Anyway, might as well try. It's not always the right answer, man. It's a math question. I wish I would answer that question honestly. It's a best of seven. You're down one game to nothing. Would you consider this a must-win game? No. No, we can lose tonight. We can lose tomorrow night, too. We don't want to, but that wasn't your question. You asked if it was a must-win game, and if you'd ever taken a rudimentary math class, you'd already know the magic number's three. When you're down three, then you must win them or you're out.
And it's been the ruin of many a war.
Rebels, House of the Rising Sun. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN 640 on a Monday morning. Well, this really stings those two or three times a year when you take cash out of an ATM. An annual study found ATM fees hit a new record high. National average now $4.77 to take like $10 out of your ATM. That's the combined total of what your bank and ATM charges for out-of-network transactions. The average ATM charges $3.19, and your bank takes another $1.58 out of it. So if you want $10 out of the ATM, it's actually going to cost you almost $15 to do it. Isn't that something? Wow, they got you coming and going, don't they? Wow, 641. Looking for sunshine. High's 87 today. 93 tomorrow. Ouch. Dusty Springfield, son of a preacher man, WRJN.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard, we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Me was the son of a preacher man, the only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Talking to the GM of the Racine Raiders coming up in the next hour, along with Paul Harvey and the rest of the story.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned the page, The miniskirt's the current thing, Jeannie Bopper is our newborn king, And the beat goes on. Goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
The grocery store, the supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep
goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. Mom still cries, hey buddy, have you got a dime? Goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
Sonny and Cher, the beat goes on. And it does. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN 646. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Monday morning. Well, here's a good story, make you feel good, about a young girl who just took on the establishment and won. A small town near Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. They wanted to silence the roosters in that town. They said they were too loud. So this young girl, she's a 9-year-old girl, Lily Mayone, has a pet rooster, and she loves him. His name is Mr. Mohawk. So she delivered an impassioned speech at her last town council meeting. Now, her main argument was people let their dogs stay outside and bark all day, and they're just as loud as the roosters, so she said, what gives? They haven't made a final decision yet, but they were so impressed with Lily's speech and announced Mr. Mohawk is in the clear. No matter what the decision, Mr. Mohawk is grandfathered in so he can cock-a-doodle-doo all he wants.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
The Franksville Food Truck Festival is back at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden September 6th and 7th, featuring 25 food trucks. Enjoy live music both nights from 6 to 9 with FM Rodeo on Friday and Landline on Saturday. Kids can have a blast in the bounce houses while the adults enjoy Wisconsin craft beer. And don't miss the Friday night Packers viewing party. It all kicks off at 5 p.m. on September 6th. Get all the details at FranksvilleFoodTruckFestival.com. The festival is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A question I get a lot from people at the beginning of their money journey is, how should I invest my money? Okay, time for some real talk. That's a great question, best asked after you've paid off any high interest debt. You know, making 7% per year in an index fund when you're paying 28% on a credit card, it just doesn't add up. So get rid of that high interest debt first And then you'll be set to make investment choices that can really pay off. And pro tip, while I paid down my high interest debt in my 20s, I also made sure to put at least $1,000 away for emergencies, you know, like car breakdowns, so I could keep as out of debt as possible. And that was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube, or you can text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Can't you see?
Elvis Presley, local news, timeless hits, suspicious minds at WRJN. Hey, listen for details, and now you can win tickets to see Chastity Washington Friday, September 20th at Memorial Hall. She'll bring her comedy to the Laughs at the Lake series for a great night of stand-up comedy. Get your tickets online at festivalpark.com and click on events for more laughs on the lake. Should be a lot of fun. And, of course, keep listening for your chance to win tickets right here. Don Rosen. Scott McKenzie for that song, San Francisco. But he also wrote a ton of songs, too. He wrote for the Mamas and the Papas. Ann Murray, What About Me? He wrote that song. And he also wrote Kokomo. He was a co-writer in that song for the Beach Boys. The Beach Boys' last number one song, written by Scott McKenzie. So he's had a great career. Only one big hit song, though, that he sang himself, and that was it. Hey, before we get to the real news, I have some moron news for you here. An apartment complex billed a woman for $15,000 for breaking her lease because she died. The family told the management she had passed away, and that's why she could no longer live there. But they still billed her for unpaid rent, along with an additional fee for breaking the lease because she died. Now, this sort of happened to my mother when she passed away. There was an outstanding bill. I think it was like $50 or less. It wasn't that much money. And I remember I was going to pay it, and the bank said to me, "You're under no obligation to pay your mother's debts." When she died, the debts died with her. She said, "No obligation to pay it." So they kept hounding me for the money, even though it wasn't my responsibility. So I said, all right, here's how to get the money. I gave them the address of the cemetery where my mother's buried, and I gave her the grave number. Here's the address. Go get your money, all right? It's 7 o'clock. It's news time. Let's do it.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup.